Assalamu alaikum, greetings of peace. I want to talk to you about grounding or earthing, sajda, and just being grateful and thankful for us having this in our deen. Now I want to start off with grounding, or what's called earthing.
The concept is that when we're literally in touch with the earth, we absorb electrons that help neutralize the free radicals in our body that damage our cells. Earthing's proponents say this grounding can reduce inflammation, pain, and stress.
If you're grounded, your blood is flowing as long as you stay grounded.
And it also thins the blood, so you're less likely to have a heart attack and a stroke. Mm-hmm. And in fact, it thins the blood so much that if you're taking a blood thinner, you have to lower the dose. Sure.
That's the power of grounding. Grounding is so critical for your brain. It causes instantaneous changes in your left brain too, right? It's where the right brain, what's going on there? That's the creative side. The left brain, that's analytical side. As soon as you ground yourself, your left brain goes, whoo, powers down. Right brain doesn't change, but your left brain does.
It helps enhance circulation. So with increased circulation, now you have more energy, you have more nutrients, you're carrying away more wastes. So that has a tremendous positive effect on the body.
Improved sleep is another major benefit, according to the earthing research.
Nowadays, they're finding out that connecting your body to the earth, many people are doing this now by walking, look, just barefoot, just connecting your body to the earth releases these electrostatic charges that develop in the body, and this can also cause headaches, neck aches, muscle spasms. And new research is showing that
a lot of good science to point out people who ground sleep better, have lower inflammation, and feel better throughout the day. They have a better mood.
Just by grounding or earthing, you can release these electrostatic charges. This is amazing because we do this 5 times a day in Salat.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اركعوا واسجدوا واعبدوا ربكم وافعلوا الخير لعلكم تفلحون.
We take our forehead and we ground ourselves. We ground ourselves in sajda, in salat. And we know that the Prophet Muhammad, last and final messenger, peace and blessings be upon him, he told us that the closest a person is to his creator is in prostration. Now there are so many spiritual benefits. He tells us in one hadith in Ibn Majah that through the salat, through the prayer, one cures many illnesses. And we usually often think of the spiritual. This is the biggest illness that most people are, we get affected by the toxicities, the carcinogens, through the air pollution, through the food that we eat. But often people neglect the spiritual, toxic elements that affect our heart. And we know that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, told us that there is a piece of flesh in the body. If it is sound, the whole body is sound. If it's corrupted, if it's dead, the whole body will be dead, and that's the heart. And that spiritual aspect of it is the most important, that the benefits are tremendous from the salat. But now when we start finding out that also the physical elements, that anything that the Creator's told us to do in this deen is beautiful, it's such a blessing that many people, we don't do it for the physical benefits. We do it for those spiritual blessings of gaining nearness. Many people have this false notion that why does God need our prayer? He doesn't need our prayer. If the whole of mankind were to come to worship him, it wouldn't benefit his dominion. Or if everyone protested and didn't want to pray or didn't want to worship, it wouldn't affect his kingdom at all. It's for us. We need the salat. We gain closeness, God consciousness, taqwa through the salat. So many benefits, as the Creator Allah tells us in the Quran, that truly through the remembrance of Allah do hearts find tranquility, sakina, rest. You know, people often have this anxiety. They have anxiety attacks, and they can't even get rid of this stuff. They overdose on Xanax and all sorts of other antidepressants. And the heart, I remember before I started to implement this deen, this way of life into my life, that there was always this anxiety, this stress. The heart was never calm. And finally, through Salat, the heart became calm. Alhamdulillah. So that's the spiritual blessing of it. And it helps you to, through having taqwa, you connect with your Creator and you're more conscious of Him. You're going to be a better human being all around. Now that's one aspect, but I'm focusing more now on, because we think it's just spiritual, but also the physical aspect through the prostration, through the sajda, through the raku, through these movements that we do. We're also discovering these movements. Once you stop moving, you're on your way to death. Movement is so important for life. Movement. And we get those movements also in the salah. Every movement that we do, it helps the spine, it helps the body, it stretches us, it helps us. There's so many benefits. And now I'm sharing with you the grounding, as they call it, earthing, and connecting that to the sajda. We have that already. While they're making these modern discoveries, the benefits of it, be thankful, and I'll close with that. Have shukr, be thankful, say alhamdulillah that we have this in the deen. And if you want to go ahead and benefit also from this, from being maybe in a park, in your backyard, you know, making sajda in a clean environment, or maybe just taking your shoes off and connecting with the earth, connecting with your Creator who created the earth, and walking barefoot, and there are no harms, there are only benefits. And I'm going to post something along with this video on our Facebook page and on our YouTube page, so you can read some of the articles, one in particular that I have up that talks about this. Alhamdulillah, this is amazing. I thought I'll also share this with you. Until next time, subscribe if you haven't already. Assalamu alaikum, peace be with you.
Increased blood flow to the face drains the sinuses, decreasing the chance of inflammation of that area. Prostration also reduces the possibility of developing hernia or hemorrhoids. Moreover, prostration allows for the one-third of air retained in the lungs to escape, which the body is unable to exhale while standing upright or in any other position. In the unique position of prostration, the back and neck muscles are exercised, and therefore both areas are strengthened. It is done 34 times a day, hence its amazing physical benefits. Bowing, prostrating, and getting up all activate numerous muscles in the body, increasing physical well-being. Even the final sitting position has a soothing and calming effect both on the body and mind. Glory be to Allah, the Creator of all that exists.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahmanir rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
الله أكبر. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Rabbuna lakal hamd. Allahu Akbar. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Allahu Akbar. Ighfir li ya Allah. Ighfir li ya Allah. Allahu Akbar. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Allahu Akbar.